Antigonish is a tiny town in Nova Scotia up in Canada, but the story of one Syrian refugee family that settled there has spread far and wide. The Hadhads arrived last year with almost nothing but their clothes. A year later, they're running a chocolate shop in town. It's called Peace by Chocolate, and it's been so successful that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau even talked about it at the United Nations. Now the Hadhads have 10 employees, tour buses line up outside, and after just 1 year in Canada, they say they've become financially independent. Tariq Hadhad is the family's oldest son. I hear you are now the most famous former refugee family in Canada, so how are you dealing with all the attention?
It's very nice feeling. It's very lovely to get all of this attention in Canada. And if that means anything, that means that Canada is really offering a great opportunity, you know. And we cannot be more honored, you know, to receive thousands of calls from all the Canadians here to say congratulations on your success. And they just offered us a very heartwarming congratulations on our first anniversary. It's a huge thing, actually. And we feel that we have a huge responsibility now to start give back, you know, to the country that received us and welcomed us with open arms, you know. Because when we arrived here, we didn't know what would happen, and our future was not clear.
Well, it's so wonderful to hear you talk about giving back, because you've lost a lot. I mean, your family, I gather, has been in the chocolate business for a while. Your father had a factory back in Damascus, right? So
just describe
what that factory was like.
Well, actually, my father started his factory from a small business and expanded it step by step. You know, it took him around like 15 years to get to a bigger shop, then to get the factory. By 2000, it started to get attention from the Syrians. 2005, our production was the top second, you know, chocolate production in the Middle East.
Wow.
And then we really reached a very high level to start exporting all over the Middle East, you know, reaching Europe, you know, early in 2009. So that made my father, you know, so satisfied. And he put a lot of effort to build that. So that was actually the huge loss that we got the factory bombed before we left Syria.
Yeah, what was that moment that you knew making chocolate in Syria wasn't really viable anymore?
It was incredible. Like, any loss is hard, but losing something that you have been building very hard to you and your family to obtain a bright future for your family members, that was a horrible moment when I got a call from my father and he said, you know, the factory has been bombed. He was just saying everything has gone. Everything has gone. After like, you know, 3 days, you know, my father came to me and he said, maybe we lost our factory, but at least the family members are safe. We are, you know, so grateful that we are staying safe. You know, everything has gone, can be rebuilt. And he really meant that. And he was really planning to rebuild everything.
As I said, you fled with your family with no belongings except for the clothes on your back. So when you started the chocolate business in Antigonish, all the recipes, you had them by heart? Did you remember them all?
Yeah. We came here from maybe from zero, but we brought with us, you know, the skills and the experiences and everything, you know, we got from our past. We brought all of that with us. That made the start easier with the support from the Antigonishers. And because, you know, we are living in an open country like Canada, you know, there is everything in the country, so we can get all the ingredients even outside the province that we live in. And, you know, we started making the Syrian chocolate. Then we started producing the regular Canadian chocolate, you know, that people they are used to. And we mixed and combined our chocolate with the Canadian filling of the maple syrup that people they love. So there is a Syrian thing and there is Canadian thing. So our samples are like a small picture of why we are here, you know. In each piece, you know, we tell the others that we are Syrian Canadian, and it's all reflected in our chocolate pieces.
What is your favorite thing when you go into the shop? What do you pick up and eat?
My favorite thing? Well, I love the most dark chocolate. You know, it's more than 85% is cocoa. So
wow.
This is very, you know, bitter, and there is some sweet, you know, with the filling of nuts. That make it perfect, you know.
85%. Yeah. That's hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tariq, thanks very much for your time.
Okay. Thank you so much, Marco. I'm really pleased to be talking to you today.
Tarek Hadhad, former Syrian refugee and co-founder of the chocolate company Peace by Chocolate in Nova Scotia.